Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Musisi legendaris, mantan vokalis dan drummer grup Genesis, Phil Collins, yang sempat lama banget tidak terdengar kabarnya setelah menyatakan pensiun dari dunia musik, akhirnya muncul kembali. Dan tidak tanggung-tanggung, musisi berusia 65 tahun ini akan menggelar rangkaian tur konser yang akan dimulai di London, Inggris pada bulan Juni 2017 mendatang, yang diberi judul Not That Yet Live.
Yeah, I just, in terms of why I changed my mind, I think that's what it is. I mean, this retirement, coming out of retirement, I've changed my mind. I'm living with my young kids, and they want me to go out on the road to do some new things, and, you know, there's no reason why not.
Bahkan yang membuat Phil Collins semangat untuk melakukannya adalah karena anaknya, Nicholas Collins, yang berusia 15 tahun, akan tampil bersama dia di atas panggung dalam rangkaian konsernya nanti sebagai drummernya.
And especially having Nicholas behind me on drums, because he had, you know, because of his influences, he knows, he takes notes very well. He doesn't get offended, you know, which is one of the things that you have to be careful of if you're going to have, you know, family in the band, that you don't all fall out over the smallest thing. But he is fantastic drummer.
Phil Collins sendiri mengakui kalau penampilannya sebagai seorang penabuh drum sudah tidak bisa sehebat dulu setelah mengalami gangguan saraf pada tangannya, di mana ia kehilangan kemampuan menggenggam yang muncul secara tiba-tiba di tengah-tengah penampilannya bersama Genesis ketika melakukan konser reuni di tahun 2007 yang lalu. Ia pun menceritakan pengalamannya tersebut.
I don't think I'll ever be able to play the way I used to know. I mean, something happened. You know, I can remember it was on the Genesis tour, the reunion tour, around the time of the drum duet into Los Endos near the end of the show. The drum duet would get, you know, pushing it as we used to, Jester and I. Something happened one night, and at that point it never came back. And I tried to use heavier sticks, I tried to use bigger cymbals, I just couldn't get any power with this hand.
Ada yang menarik juga nih, waktu ditanya apakah Phil Collins mau bekerja sama dengan penyanyi atau musisi yang sedang hit sekarang, Phil Collins malah cerita kalau ia ternyata pernah diajak bekerja sama dengan Adele untuk menulis sebuah lagu. Dan setelah Phil Collins sempat nulis, Adele-nya menghilang. Dan ketika bertemu lagi, ternyata Adele mengatakan kalau saat ini ia belum siap untuk menggarap album yang baru. Lengkapnya ini cerita dari Phil Collins.
I would work with them, I think. I mean, it depends when that came up and it depends what it was, you know. I mean, I did have this thing with Adele where She asked me if I would write with her, and then we met in London, and she gave me a piece of music, and then she disappeared, which I believe she does quite a lot. But and I was kind of frantically writing it, but then she said, "I'm moving, and it's a bit early," so we almost came close to working. I didn't actually finish the thing, and she never got to hear what I did. Because she, you know, it was too early for her to start work on the third album. You know, she had just had the baby and stuff. But, if something turned up, it would be interesting. I don't really just want to be an ornament on someone else's cake, though.
Belum lama ini, Phil Collins juga tampil menyanyikan dua lagu di pembukaan turnamen tenis US Open di New York, serta meluncurkan buku memoir berjudul Not That Yet. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Voice of America. VOA Executive Lounge tanpa dirasa, sekarang tiba saatnya untuk kita berdua pamit. Jangan lupa untuk melihat berita terbaru dari VOA Executive Lounge di Facebook kami, VOA Rantau. Juga Twitter dan Instagram, @VOA Rantau.
Ya, baiklah kami pamit dulu. Saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryono Arifin mengucapkan banyak terima kasih untuk perhatian Anda. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.